too tall.
Well, thank God.
I have to confess, one of my joys of coming to preach in the Mandarin congregation is we get to sing all
hymns. Okay, oh, 我必须要承认，我来到国华语堂的一个很高兴的原因，是因为我能够唱各种不同的诗歌。
It's not that we don't sing hymns in the English, we do, we just don't sing enough hymns.
不是说我们在英文堂的时候没有唱这些诗歌，而是我们唱的不够多。
I want to put the verse for today into context.
我要把今天的经文把它放在前后对照的地方。
So I want to go back and read the full context of this verse, starting in chapter 10, verse 23.
所以我要想跟各位一起从哥林多前书第十章二十三节开始读。
All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. Eat anything that is sold in the meat market without asking questions for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. If one of the unbelievers invites you and you want to go, eat anything that is set before you without asking questions for conscience sake. But if anyone says to you, this meat sacrificed to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who informed you and for conscience sake. I mean not your conscience, but the other man. For why is your freedom judged by another's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I slandered concerning that for which I give thanks? Whether then you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Give no offense either to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, so that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ.
刚刚马牧师念的经文是从哥林多前书第十章二十三节到哥林多前书十一章第一节，我在这边就不重复了。The
early Christians were something else.
在早期的教会是不一样的。And
a little under 200 years, they totally transformed the whole Roman Empire.
在短短的早于差不多200年的时间，他们完全改变了罗马那个时候的世界。
And it is testified that a major reason they transformed the whole Roman Empire was their lives, how they lived.
他们改变罗马帝国这个世界的很大的原因是他们是怎么样生活的。
In the Roman Empire, abortion was prevalent.
那时候在罗马帝国，这个堕胎是非常的严重。
And babies that were unwanted could be just put in the garbage pile.
如果说哪些小孩他们是生出来小孩，他们不要啊，他们就干脆把它丢在垃圾桶里头。
The Christians would pick up these unwanted babies and raise them for themselves and lead them to follow Christ.
然后这些当时的基督徒就把这些小孩从垃圾桶里面捡回来，然后。 抚养他们，让他们成为基督徒。
It was the common practice, not just in Rome, but in any society, that when there was great sickness, people would flee the city.
而且在那个时候，不光是只有在罗马的时候，如果当时有很大的瘟疫的时候，很多人都可以离开城市里头。
Even they would abandon loved ones and family for fear of their own life.
就是因为为了保护他们自己的生命，甚至把他们自己的家人、亲属都把他丢弃了。
In fact, when a loved one was really sick with a contagious disease, they would be put out of the house.
甚至他们家人中如果有一个什么传染病的这个家人的时候，他们甚至把他们自己这些有传染病的家人丢到家里之外。
Because they were afraid to die.
因为他们自己本身很害怕死。
But not so for the Christian.
但是对那当时的基督徒并不是这样的。
At risk of their own lives, they would stay and care for those with contagious disease.
明明知道他们自己的生命可能会被传染，但是他们一样愿意去照顾这些生病的、有传染病的。
For the sake of others, they live.
所以他们为了别人而生活。
And this caught people's attention.
因为他们的这样的行为引起别人的注意。
These people were different.
他们发觉这些人是不一样的。
They'd rather be eaten by the lions in the arena than give up their loyalty to their God.
甚至他们会发觉这些人是在甚至愿意在竞技场被狮子吃掉，也不愿意放弃他们对他们神的信心。
Let me summarize by saying they were men and women who loved.
你让我用另外一句话来讲，他们是有爱的人。
Loved others even more than their own selves.
他们爱别人，甚至超过爱他们自己。
And so they became agents of transformation.
所以他们就成为一个在当时改变生命的一群人。
Ambassadors for Christ.
是基督的使者。
As part of pursuing our vision, which is seeking to transform lives and communities, we have a theme each year.
所以在每一年我们通常都会提到一个主题，为了要能够在改变我们在社群中的一些意向。
That theme we prayerfully hope will move us in the direction of fulfilling our vision.
所以这些主题都希望能够提醒我们在我们的生活当中能够改变我们的生命。
And so last year our theme was be transformed.
是去年主题是改变自己。
Because how can we transform others until we ourselves are being transformed?
所以我们如何能够改变别人，如果我们自己不先改变的话。
We're about abandoning that thing because being transformed is a lifelong process. Without abandoning that thing, this year our theme is become agents of transformation.
所以说在今年的主题我们就敢说并没有把去年的主题给放弃掉，只是一个延续，变今年是变成一个改变的时间。
Now, we had trouble figuring out how to put that in Chinese, so we chose a different passage that says be ambassadors for Christ.
所以因为我们很难讲说把这个翻译成中文，所以我们就把它稍微做一个改变，变成成为基督的使者。
Which is a good approximation of that, but you can be an ambassador without making change.
但是同样的道理，我们可以成为基督的使者，但是你并不需要改变自己。
One who transforms is one who is trying to change something.
一个需要改变的就是这个要改变的这个人。
So don't get confused if I keep saying be agents of change and somebody else keeps talking about being ambassadors for Christ. We're talking about the same thing, just hard to translate.
所以当我觉得想说要成为一个改变的一个的这个人跟变成一个基督的使者，这两个其实是一样但是又不太一样的。
How can we become agents of transformation?
我们怎么样成为一个这个改变的代理呢？
How can we, like those early Christians, be people who transform our world?
我们怎么样使自己成为像当时早期教会的这些人呢？
As in most of the Christian life, there are two parts to this answer.
就像所有的这个问题的解答，是其实这个答案有两种。
Part one is by the grace of God.
第一个就是靠神 的恩典。
God's grace changes us and enables us to be agents of transformation.
所以因为神的恩典让我们自己能够被改变，也成为一个改变的一个代理。
Part two is our obedient faith to live God's will.
第二个就是你是不是有个顺服神旨意的心。
In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul is speaking to this part 2, our obedient faith.
在哥林多前书11章第一节，保罗在这边提到，就是在讲这第二个部分。
And so he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
他在这边讲说，你们应当效法我，像我效法基督一样。
But what is he referring to?
那他在讲什么呢？
He has just finished a discussion, I say, on Christian freedom.
他刚才在讨论的是在前文讨论的是做一个基督徒的自由。
Because we are saved by God's grace, we are free from the works of the law and the obligations to keep the law in order to be saved.
因为我们被神的救恩所拯救，所以我们就不再受这个律法的限制。而且我们也不用说一直在守着那个经义上的律法。
We don't have to worry about clean and unclean food.
所以我们不需要想到说这个食物到底是洁净的呢还是不洁净的。
We don't have to worry about certain dress codes.
我们也不用担心穿什么。
We don't have to worry about if we touch the body of a dead person that we cannot go to church.
我们也不用担心，如果说我们的手触摸到了死人，我们就不能来到教会。
We don't have to do anything extra in order to get God in our favor.
所以我们不需要做任何特别的事情使神来喜悦我们的行为。
We are free.
我们是很自由的。
And so there came about a saying about the freedom that was common in Paul's day.
所以当时对保罗这时代的时候来讲说，这个自由是非常的特殊。
Paul quotes this saying, all things are permissible.
所以保罗在这边时候在讲到说，凡事都可行。
It was a common saying in their day. We are free. All things are permissible.
所以就他们在那个时代的时候，他特别讲到说，我们是很自由的，什么事情都可行。
However, Paul limits that freedom with love.
但是保罗把这个自由稍微放了一个限制，就是在爱的里面。
He limits that freedom with love when he counters, but not all things are profitable.
但是他也讲到说，凡事都可行，但都不造就人。
Again, Paul quotes the saying, all things are permissible, and he counters it again with love by saying, but not all things are edifying.
就换句话说，他在这边再特别的强调说，虽然每件事情都可以行，都有益处，但是不都造就人。
And at the end of all his teaching, Paul concludes by saying, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以在这段经文的最后面呢，他就特别提到说，你们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
Paul, who transformed the whole world by so loving the world, is our model to be imitated.
所以保罗改变当时的世界，就是因为他这样像耶稣一样的这样爱世界。
Christ has freed us from the condemnation of the law.
你知道，基督使我们免除了这个律法上的这个限制。
And Paul summarizes the example of Christ in 11:1.
而且保罗在第哥林多前书第一章第一节把这个东西通通有个总结。
So we may conclude then that Christian freedom is for others.
所以因此我们就可以有个结论，就是基督徒的自由实在是为了别人。
Or to make it a little longer, Christian freedom is the freedom to live for others.
所以换句话说，比较完整的就是基督徒的自由是活为着别人而活。
Christian freedom is the freedom to live for others and not for ourselves.
基督徒的自由是为别人而活，而不是为自己而活。
Yes, in Christ we are given freedom, and so we may enjoy all the good gifts that God has given us.
是，我们是自由的，所以我们可以享受所有神给我们的任何的一个礼物。
So Paul alludes to a verse 26, the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it.
所以他在第十章第二十六节特别就提到说，因为地和其中所充满的都是属乎于主。
And that's the lesson he taught Peter when he gave him this vision of all these different foods, clean and unclean, and says, take and eat any of it. And Peter can eat unclean stuff, and God said, don't call unclean what I have said is clean.
所以在使徒行传的时候，彼得也有一个意象，看到从天上降下来的所有的各式样，不管是洁净的或不洁净的食物，但是他跟主说，这是不洁净的，我不能吃的时候，主说，不要说我给你的是不洁净的。
And so Paul says elsewhere, 1 Timothy 6:17, that God has given everything for our enjoyment.
所以在提摩太前书的时候，他也有提到说，神给我们的是让我们去享受。
So part of Christian freedom is the freedom to be guilt-free to enjoy the good things of life with thanksgiving to God.
所以说我们的人生的一个其他很大的一个目的，就是在享受神给我们创造的任何所有的东西当中有这样子的一个享受的喜悦。
However, there are controlling factors to our freedom.
但是别忘记我们其中还是有很多控制的因素。
Namely, that freedom is the freedom to live for the good of others.
其中一个就是我们的自由是建筑在是为别人而活。
So Paul says in verse 24, let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor.
所以他在哥林多前书第十章二十四节也提到讲说，不任何人不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
We may be free to do many things, but whatever we do, make sure it is helpful to others. Verse 23.
我们也许可以很自由的活，但是不要忘记我们活的一个就是要能够帮助别人，也很能自由。
We may be free to do many things, but whatever we do, make sure that it builds up the other person. Verse 23 also.
我们也许可以很自由的活，但是不要忘记是要造就别人。
Whatever we do, make sure that you do not hurt the conscience of another person.
不管你做什么，不管你做什么事，记住不要让别人的良心受到责备。
Whatever we do in our freedom we have from Christ, do not cause another person to stumble. Verse 32.
在10章32节的时候也讲到说，当我们很自由活的时候，也不要使别人因为看到我们的行为被绊倒。
Whatever we do, consider our neighbor, consider the person next door to us, consider your brother and sister, consider your spouse, consider your child first.
所以当你在做任何事情的时候，请你要考虑你的邻居，你的弟兄姐妹，你的配偶，甚至你的孩子们。
It is also the freedom to do everything for the glory of God.
更不要忘了你活他还有很大就是为了主的荣耀而活。
So Paul says, whether then you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
所以他在这边提到说，我们做不管是吃或喝，不论做什么事情，都要为荣耀神而行。
It is also the freedom to bring others to salvation.
也，我们活也是为了要让别人能够接受到救恩。
And so Paul says in verse 33, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, so that they may be saved.
因此在10章33节，保罗也这么说，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
Ultimately, it is a freedom for Christ.
所以基本上就是我们的自由是建立在基督上。
And this is Paul, why Paul could say, follow my example as I follow Christ.
这就是为什么保罗在这边很能够说你们要效法我像我效法基督一样。
And so I conclude ultimately, fundamentally, Christian freedom is for love.
所以我在这边要总结就是我们的自由是建筑在爱上面。
Christian freedom is the freedom from living for ourselves, struggling for ourselves, providing for ourselves. It is the freedom to put that behind us that we might live for others.
所以我们的自由不再限是建筑在为追求自己的需要自己的享受，而是建筑在别人的需要和享受上。
Christian freedom is for love.
所以基督徒的自由是建筑在爱上面。
You see, the phrase all things are permissible is easily twisted into self-service, isn't it?
所以当你看到凡事都可行的时候，这句话其实好像给我们一个假象是为自己而活。
It is easily twisted into doing something for myself.
好像就是我做任何事情都是为了自己为出发点。
As I wish.
其实你希望是这样。
Christ's freedom, which he granted us, easily becomes, and it's all about me, Christianity.
所以在基督教上面的想讲的自由，很容易就被人家误解为是一切都是为了我自己的自由。
But that's not Christ's example, is it?
但是这不是耶基督的例子，对不对？
Jesus put it most bluntly when he said in John 13:34, a new command.
所以
I give you.
所以基督耶稣
love one another.
所以耶稣基督在第约翰福音13章34节特别讲提到说，我给你们一个新命令，就是彼此相爱。
It's a way that doesn't sound like freedom. He said command.
这不是自由了，好像是一个命令了。
There is no absolute freedom.
那没有完全的自由。
Even God is constrained by his own character.
甚至神也被他自己的这个个性行为所辖制。
Absolute freedom is nothing but license.
这其实这个所有的这个完全的自由是不可能的。
There is only freedom from an order to do.
这里说的自由都是为了要什么事情。
A new command I give you, love one another.
我给你的是一个新命令，就是彼此相爱。
Here we're not talking about, let's like one another.
我们在这边不是讲说我们彼此 喜欢
or feel good about others,
或是觉得我欣赏某一个人。
So he's talking about living for the sake of others, even strangers, even our enemies.
所以这边讲到说是我们是为别人而活，是为这个陌生人甚至对你的敌人而活。
And as Jesus went on to say to his disciples, with such love, with such love, the world will know we are his disciples.
所以在耶稣继续讲到说，就是因为你们彼此相爱，世界就因此而认出你们来。
You see, before we had Christ, life was a slavery to ourselves.
但是在我们没有认识耶稣基督之前，我们其实是自己个人的奴隶。
Without Christ, life is about self.
如果没有基督在我们的心中，我们其实只是为自己而活。
From a struggle for survival to a struggle to better our position.
从我们要追求生存或追求地位。
Of struggling to find security to simply living another week and attaining position or recognition.
或者是说我们只是想要找这个安全感，或者是在想说下个礼拜我们的这个薪水从哪里来。
From getting food, clothing, and shelter to raising children and grandchildren.
所以从食物、衣服，甚至怎么样教养孩子，养育孩子，甚至你的孙子、孙女。
In the end, without Christ, it's all about what we can do for what we care about.
所以如果说没有耶稣基督在我们心中的话，我们今天所做的任何事情只是我们想要去追求我们想要追求的东西。
But we Christians are not immune to that, are we?
其实我们基督徒并不是完全不被这东西辖制。
We are saved, yes.
我们是被拯救的一群。
We are sinners.Saved by grace.
但是我们也是罪人，我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We're still sinners.
但是我们还是罪人。
But for the grace of God, we go the same way.
但是因为神的救恩让我们不一样。
And being sinners, we can easily twist the freedom of Christ that he has given us into that same mode of living for what we care about.
所以虽然我们是罪人，但是看到这段经文，我们很容易就误解说我们其实是这个放荡的自由，但是不是。
This is why Paul, speaking to Christians, not to non-Christians, but to Christians, says, let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor.
所以在这边保罗就特别跟基督徒讲，我们不是为自己而不求自己的益处，乃是要求别人的益处。
Now, why do you think Paul has even bothered to say such a thing?
你觉得保罗为什么要特别跟基督徒这么讲呢？
Don't we all know this?
你不觉得我们都知道吗？
I think most of us do, don't we?
你不觉得我们大部分人都知道？
And yet,
但事实上，
we all need to be reminded.
但是我们通常被提醒。
And yet,
事实上，
we do tend to seek for ourselves and not our neighbor.
我们常常都是求自己的益处而不求别人的益处。
And so Paul says to Christians,
所以因此保罗跟基督徒讲
that he will seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor.
他特别提到说我们不要求自己的益处，要求别人的益处。
Likewise, he says almost the exact same thing in Philippians 2, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. And then he points to Christ.
所以保罗不仅是在哥林多前书提到，在腓立比书第二章也提到，你们个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事情。因此就特别讲到后面又提到耶稣基督怎么样牺牲他自己。
Also in verse 33, he says, "Just as I, Paul, try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that many."But that of many that they may be saved.
这在保罗在哥林多前书第十章三十三节也特别提到，就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
The freedom of Christ is the freedom not to worry about the worries and cares of life.
所以在基督里头的自由，不是让我们的自由是我们去对生活上的需要而去。忧虑。
That's the freedom the early Christians found.
这就是在属世的这个基督徒上 可以看得到。
And so they would pick up a baby and put another mouth to feed in their house.
所以在当时的时候，他们就会把婴孩从垃圾桶里面捡回来，然后喂养他们。
Whether I live or I die is in God's hands, and if I die, it's not the end. And so they cared for those that they could get sick from and die themselves.
所以他们不管是活是死，他们都是为主而活。所以他们的生命是在主的手里，所以他们不会在乎是不是会被传染，或被因为被传染而死掉。
Christ frees us from the worries and cares of life to focus on living for others and for Him.
基督在我们在生活上的这个忧虑，使我们得到真正的自由。
This is how Jesus lived, not for Himself, not for His rights, not for His security, not for getting married or raising a family, not for position.But for whatever the Father put in His life, whoever the Father put in His path.
所以耶稣基督就是这么活，他不从来不担心他自己的这个祝福，他也不担心他自己的明天怎么活，或者他的是不是有没有要结婚，是不是他的这个地位如何，不管是父怎么把的旨意是怎么样交给他，他就怎么样成行。
Take a moment and examine your life.
你是不是要审查一下你自己的生活？
Look at your life.
看看你自己的生活。
What is your interest? What is your attitude?
看看你到底在是不是在求自己的艺术，你的态度对生活的态度是如何。
What is the focus of your time?
你将你的时间都注重在什么地方。
How do you use your money and possession?
你如何使用你的金钱跟你的拥有。
Who do you live for?
你到底是为谁而活。
Are you serious about seeking transformed lives and communities?
你是不是真的是对改变生命和社群很这个执着？
Then become Christ's agent of change.
那就让你成为一个基督改变的代理人。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
爱众人。
Seek not your own good, but the good of your neighbor.
不再求自己的益处，而求别人的益处。
Now, some of you may be saying, wait a minute, Pastor Matt, this is all sounds fine and good, but isn't Paul just talking about whether we should eat food sacrificed to idols or not?
所以你们也许会问，这个马牧师，到底我们是不是可以吃祭物呢？
My brothers and sisters.
我的弟兄姐妹们啊。
Paul is taking the principle of love and applying it to this situation, yes.
所以保罗甚至把这样子的一件事情都在经文中提到。
But love is not restricted to this one question, is it?
但是爱并不是只有限制在这样一个吃不吃祭物的上面。
Of course it is not.
当然它不是的。
The principle of Christian love applies to all our lives.
所以这个爱的这个基本的这个定义，其实在我们生活中每一个层面都包括住。
And it is this love that Paul lives by.
也就是因为也是这个爱是保罗所注重的。
The good of your neighbor.
你是不是愿意求别人的益处？
Do you even know your neighbor's name?
你是不是知道你隔壁邻居叫什么名字？
How does it show in Christ's life?
他们是怎么样活在基督的旨意中怎么活？
Reviewing your mind for just a minute, how as you think about Christ's life, how did Christ's life show that He cared about others even above Himself?
想想看，你觉得说基督是他的是怎么样活他的生活
？How did He use His time?
他是怎么样使用他的时间
？How did He use His gifts?
主是怎么样使用他的恩赐
？How did He use His wealth?
他是怎么样使用他的财富？
What about you? How does your freedom to love show through your life?
所以你看你的自由呢？你的爱是要怎么样显现出来？
I guarantee you, my friends, if we take to heart this freedom to love, we will be agents of transformation. No doubt.
我向你保证，弟兄姐妹们，如果你是真的是为求别人益处而活，你就会成为基督使者的。基督的使者。
Love is the greatest witness of all.
其实爱就是所有最大的见证。
I've heard many testimonies in past years of Bible studies that were done to outreach students from mainland China.
我在过去这一年当中，我听到许多对于从国内来的同学的学生们的一些见证。
And sometimes they would laugh because these Christians around with the Bible like this, and it kind of reminds them how they had to sit around with mouths full of red books the same way.
当看到他们看到很多基督徒打开圣经这样读的时候，他们就让他们想到以前他们读毛语录的时候的这个样子。
Many, if not most of those who became Christians say it wasn't the words, it was the love that they saw and the love that they received that convinced them.
当他后来他们成为基督徒之后呢，他们回忆，他们就想到说，不是说真的是话语给他们的这个震撼，而是这些基督徒们看他们这样子愿意把他们的爱分享给他们的时候，他给他们的震撼。
The love that seeks the interest of another person first is a powerful.
当你求别人的益处先的时候，这是一个非常非常震撼的一个事情。
It shakes the foundations of another person's assumption.
让别人的这个原来他们原来有的想象有很大的改变。
It is so unlike what they ever experienced before because it is supernatural.
因为对他们而言，他们是从来没有看过，觉得是非常不自然、很超自然的事情。
Only God can give us this kind of self-sacrificing love.
所以他对他们来讲好像是神迹一样，因为只有神才有办法做这样的牺牲。
And because of that, it has the power to transform ourselves and those whom we love.
也是因为这样的原因，所以才有这个本事，才有这个能力改变我们，也改变对方。
As a parent, I want to say a special word to those of you who are parents.
当中，如果你们是父母的话。
You are Christ's model for your children, even as Paul has set himself up as a model for these Christians.
你们就是基督的一个典型的一个模式，就好像保罗对当时的基督徒是基督的一个模范一样。
Your children can no more see Christ than the Corinthians could see Christ.
你们的小孩就像当时的这个哥林多人一样，他们不会自己寻求耶稣基督。
But they could see Paul.And they can't see you.
但是他们可以看到保罗，他们也可以看到你。
So live that example for them, so that through his living, they might see what Christ's example is.
所以保罗就成为他们的一个榜样，让他们可以看到耶稣基督是怎么活，他也要跟着怎么活。
Let Paul live the words that he taught.
所以保罗是不管讲什么，他就照着而行。
His love was so great.That he was constrained not just to say the right words but to live by them.
所以保罗的爱是如此的大，他不光只是这样教导雅各林多这些人，他也这样子而行。
And so Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以他在第十一章第一节特别讲到说，你们应该效法我，就好像我效法基督一样。
Parents, as a fellow parent, I say actions speak louder than words.
在座的父母亲，你知道吗？你们的行为比言语更有力量。
Do your actions speak about your daily trust in Christ by following His example?
你们每一天的这个作息的行为，是不是都能够让别人看到你们是耶稣基督是我家之主的这个样子样式
？Or do your actions speak of your daily trust in education?
还是说你们每一天的行为是告诉你们的孩子说你们比较相信文凭
as good as it is,
就好像现在一样
which is the higher priority.
哪一个是对你来讲是比较重要的
Do your actions, daily actions show you daily trust Christ by your trust in His provision or do your daily actions show you trustin your good works to provide for yourself.
所以你每一天的行为当中到底是能够显示出 你相信耶稣基督会带领你来供应你每日的饮食呢还是你相信你自己的能力来供应每天的饮食
Only you and God know.
其实
not the elders, but you and God do know.
其实这个只有你跟神知道我们身为牧师的或是长老并不知道
But know this.
但知道你要知道
know that more than 70% of our next generation are currently leaving their faith.
你要知道，有70%我们的下一代的孩子们都不再是基督的啊、基督徒了。
And if you ask them, they tell you it's because I don't see my parents practicing what they teach.
但是你问他们说为什么你们不再成为基督徒的时候，他们都说因为他们父母亲我没有看到我父母亲给我什么样一个好榜样。
Now, their assessment may or may not be accurate. We know they can be off.
我也许这不是完全的精确，可能有点误差。
We know that our children don't always see clearly, and their assessment may or may not be fair.
而且你要知道说，他们也许并不是看到每一点，而且他们的这个结论也不见得是正确的。
But that certainly is their perception.
但是却是他们的认知，他们看到的东西。
Only God knows.
实际上只有神知道。
But it should give us, and me too, a pause to consider what is God's role in my life.
所以因此我们彼此要自省，想想看到底神在我们的心中占的是什么样的一个地位。
I heard of the son of a seminary professor / missionary has left the faith, and it almost gives me a heart attack when I think, could this happen to my children too?
所以当我听到一个教授，他也是一个这个传道的人就是他的孩子就再也不是也愿意承认基督是他的主的时候，让我很惊讶，让我也想到说我的孩子有一天会不会也是这样。
And often we have all the right motives, but still we find if we really look, we're not living what we say.
但是我们也许我们的动机都是好的，但是你会发觉有时候我们做出来的事情跟我们的言行是不一致的。
So excuse me for speaking straight, but I do it in love.
但是也许我要跟各位讲的是，我是用爱心，现在我要讲的是用爱心说诚实话。
Can you say to your children,Imitate me as I imitate you.
你是不是能够跟你的孩子说，你要效法我，就像我效法基督一样？
And speaking to everybody, can you say to one another, imitate me as I imitate you?
你是不是能够跟彼此说，你们应当效法我，就像我效法基督一样？
Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head.
耶稣基督说过狐狸有洞，天上的鸟有窝，但是人子没有枕头的地方。
This is because his love was so great that he chose to live this way.
因为他的爱是如此的大，因为他决定要这样子而生活。
And with such a life, Jesus has changed and is changing the whole world.
就是因为他是这样子的生活，他不仅改变生命，他也改变了整个世界。
That is the power of love to change.
这就是爱的力量。
This year, in the English Sunday School, I'm exploring one important area of the stewardship of our lives.
在这里今年我们在英文堂，我们开始在寻求这个关于门徒造就这方面的课程。
I mention it because it's a very important area related to imitating Christ.
我之所以特别提出来的原因是因为门徒造就对于这个效法基督是有很密切的关系的。
I mention it because if we imitate Christ in this area, it will transform our whole life.
我在这边特别提到的原因也是因为当我们开始效法基督的时候，也会改变我们的生命。
The class is on the stewardship of our money and possessions.
这课程当中提到的是怎么样善用我们的金钱我们的拥有。
It uses the book,
使用这本书
title, Money and Possessions and Eternity.
是讲到说金钱财富还有永生。
If we're serious about becoming agents of change, agents of transformation, if we're serious about imitating Christ,Perhaps this is an area of your life you can look into.
如果我们真的有心要成为一个改变的代理人，一个使者，愿意来效法基督的话，也许这本书你应该看看。
You're welcome to come, although I do have to apologize, it is in English.
但是、你们欢迎你们各位来，但是我必须要跟各位谈到说、这门课是在用英文来教导
讨论。Tian Xu comes every Sunday and he seems to get a lot out of it, so you can come too.
对、先旭弟兄他每个礼拜都有来、所以我欢迎你们也一起来。
Let me read a quote from this book by, it's a quote of A.W. Tozer, a very well-known preacher, theologian.
OK, 我在这边想要跟各位分享他、一个、这个传道者 他叫 Tozer, 他讲了一句话。
A.W. Tozer says, a man of pseudo-faith will fight for his verbal creed, but refuse flatly to allow himself to get into a predicament where his future must depend on that creed being true.
对，他这边特别提到说，一个人他好像他会为他自己看不到的假的这些这个法则来争执，却看不到他自己为什么会掉到一个非常两难的一个情况。
He always provides himself with secondary ways of escape, so that he will have a way out when the roof caves in.
所以他通常会替自己找到第二条路，所以当他的这个他的情况变得很不好的时候，他原来的这条逃生的路变成没有的话，还有第二条路他可以逃。
第二条路。
逃。Escape, 好吗？
逃。第二条路 ,OK. I'm trying to learn Chinese.
OK.
But in all seriousness, what we need very badly these days is a company of Christians who are prepared to trust God as completely now as they know they must do at the last.
所以我们现在最需要的就是一群基督徒，他们信靠神，他们将他们做的东西信靠神，也只在也就像当时的基督徒以及在末世的基督徒一样。
A.W. Tozer，
他是Tozer 是当时的一个传道人。
What we need very badly these days is a company of Christians who are prepared to trust God as completely now as they know they must do at the last.
就是我们现在最需要的就是一群基督徒，他们已经准备好要信靠神，在现在这个样子，在末世的时候也是这样。
To live this way is to imitate Christ.
这样活其实就是效法基督。
To live this way is to become an agent of transformation.
这样活真的就是成为改变的一个使者。
For love's sake,
为爱的缘故。言行一致。
Let me say that again. For love's sake, do what you say you believe.
为爱的缘故，做你相信你的行为要与福音相称 ，basically.
And
同样的
，May God in His grace enable us.
愿意神的恩典让我们能够做到这一点。
Glory be to God.
愿神得到应得的荣耀。让我们去祷告。
Lord, we can't do it.
神啊，主啊，我们不能做，我们做不到。
This is a hard thing.
这是很难做到的。
I don't want to give up.
我不想放弃。
I don't want to live a tough life.
我也不想过一个很艰难的生活。
I like my house and my car and my things and my bank account and my retirement account.
主啊，我很爱我的房子、我的车、我的这个银行的存款。
But really, you say all those things I need to put in your hands.
但是你告诉我们说这些东西都必须要放在你的手中。
And see what you direct me to do with.
而且遵循你告诉我要怎么样使用它们。
All those things are so that I might love others.
做这些事情，所以我能够求别人的益处。
My neighbor, not just my family.
是求我的邻居，也不是只有我自己家里的人。
Lord, I can't do it.
主啊，我做不到。
But you can change.
但是你可以改变我。
You can change.
你可以改变我们。
Each day, come to you in prayer and enable me, enable us to live this way.
每天借由祷告帮助我们能够做到这些事情。
So that one day we can wake up and truly say, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以有一天我们当我们醒来的时候，我们真的可以说要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Oh, that day would come.
那天会到。
What a change we will see.
我们会有多大的改变啊。
How much glory you will receive.
多大的荣耀你会拥有。
Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.